who's responsible? I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
I say, pay attention now, boy. This is, of course, Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. You all asked for it. I say, you all asked for it. Now you're gonna get it. And boy, oh boy, are you gonna get it.
Go, I say, go away, boy. You bother me.
And I am live. Don't worry, folks. That horrible accent or that horrible imitation of Foghorn Leghorn will not carry on through the shows. You know, what can I tell you? Anyway, Foghorn Leghorn here, a.k.a. Mao, a.k.a. Fulgore, a.k.a. Martin, listener number 15, tribe member number 2. Yes, there's too many names there. So the joke is someone couldn't remember my name, so they were like, oh, Foghorn Leghorn, so we ran with it. This backstory and other insanity is, of course, on the Tribe Multiball with Rachel and Tim, where I was featured as, you know, the guest du jour. So I digress. From that came the fact that I do have some interviews I've done over the years. This show is going to kind of be talking about the show. I know, right? It's like, ugh, so boring. I'll try and keep it curt and then talk about what's going to be upcoming. So first of all was making the funny, jokey intro, which I'm going to drop that in every week. And I promise I'll never go, I pulled some clips of Foghorn Leghorn to sprinkle in now and again, but probably won't use them very much because I find that jarring. So basically, over the years, I've had a lot of podcasts, I had a public access show from 1999 to 2007 when they shut the studio down, probably due to me. I've always had like these media credentials, and I've always parlayed that into like the media passes for Free Play Florida, mostly, you know. That was the show that I went to the most, and also, you know, I was kind of new to this whole part of the pinball world, to be honest with you. So over the years, I've had some of these interviews. I had Gary Stern interview. I have a Dirty Donnie interview, Billy Mitchell. And I have a really awkward long video of me interviewing Tim from the Pinball Hall of Fame. I don't think that's going to make it on this show. So my thought was, I have these things laying around. They're older, you know. So probably what I'll do is each show I'll kind of frame out the time period and frame out what was going on and also poke fun at how bad of an interviewer I am, because as I listened to them, I was like, yeesh. I guess that skill's grown over the years. My Gary Stern one, you're going to be like, I've never heard a fanboy. I was literally like blown away that I was talking to Gary Stern, you know, because I had just sat through the it was like 2016, must have been 2016, because he was talking about Ghostbusters. But that interview, I was like kind of fanboyish, you know, and I do have an admiration for Stern. I'll talk about that at some other time. I'm also thinking that the Pinball Junk Drawer might just be, I don't want to say like another show, because God, does the pinball world need another podcast? The answer might be yes, if people think I'm funny or entertaining or anything, but it should probably be no, because I don't think we do. It's been covered. Don't come to me for news. I guess I'll just parlay along with what the poor men say, and I'm not the source for news or like rumors. Ooh, no cutting edge rumors coming out of Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. Just stupidity and mindless observations, which I am fairly good at. I digress. So this is the show. I'm just talking about what's coming up. I'm going to do, I know I have at least 4 interviews I've done to varying lengths. The Dirty Donnie one is cut down to 40 minutes. The Stern one is like 6 minutes. I think the Billy Mitchell one was my first I've ever done, and I didn't have the recorder on for the first like 3 minutes, so whoopsie doodle on that one. And that was when the King of Kong came out, so he was kind of, he was a nice guy. He just was, it is what it is. I'll have to just pretend when I drop that one in. So over the months or weeks or months or however long this goes, or if it goes, I'll be dropping in these different interviews from different time periods and hopefully adding and getting new stuff too. I have gotten a bit better at interviewing, where I actually do like more prep work and kind of think about what would be interesting to talk about, you know. But I am still going to be me. And you're also going to hear in these interviews the names of the different shows I was doing. You know, I do a couple. I do shows for RadioSaintPete.com. It's the indie circuit, and I have a one called Saki Mama Gogo. So the branding you're going to hear is like, this is Gary Stern, and this is the indie circuit. So don't get confused. I'm repackaging all those for you, the listener, here at the Poor Men's Pinball Podcast Network. So basically, I hope you enjoy them. I'm going to be dropping in the intros, kind of talking about the time period or where I was, where this was, why it's so noisy in the background. And I hope you dig them. And if not, well, then don't listen. I don't need any hate mail. Don't write me. I'm good. So with that, without any further ado, I'll see you next time with a more entertaining show. Thanks for listening. I say thanks for listening, boy. This has been Foghorn Leghorn. I promised I wouldn't do another one, and I did. That's the kind of promise breaking you're going to get from me every time. Later, Tater.
Two nothings is nothing. That's mathematics, son. You can argue with me, but you can't argue with figures. Two half nothings is a whole nothing. And I know what I'm talking about because...
That's all, folks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.